Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, May 31st, 2006. Today I titled the message, Heart Guard, and the scripture verse is Proverbs 4, verse 23.
Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life.
I have periodically mentioned our dog, Roxy, in this series. She's a rescued mutt that has grown very attached to our family, especially Brooksine, and we've grown attached to her as well. One issue we have been advised to look out for is heartworms. One of the products available to prevent heartworms is known as Heart Guard, which claims to prevent these worms with just one tablet a month.
Well, it would be great if there was a tablet we could take once a month to guard our hearts in the way the daily verse describes. The verse is surely not primarily referring to the physical heart, although it is sound advice in that regard as well.
I believe when wise Solomon wrote these words, he was primarily referring to the spiritual heart, our inner person. We have a personal responsibility to guard our heart. It must be a primary focus in life, as Solomon emphasized, above all else. Other versions state, with all diligence.
Guarding our heart is an imperative because our heart is the wellspring of life. This is true both physically and spiritually. Jesus shared a similar teaching when he stated, "For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander."
As I prepare today's message, I pause to read up on some contemporary issues and I'm again reminded of the great deception and powerful delusion that is sweeping our world. I'm even more convinced of the absolute importance of guarding my heart with all diligence. I urge you to do the same. Brooksine will now lead us in a word of commitment.
Jesus, you made my heart to be the life-giving source for my physical existence. And you also made my heart to be the life-giving source for spiritual existence. Create in me a pure and contrite heart, O God, and establish a steadfast spirit within me. It is only in the power of your Holy Spirit that I can faithfully guard my heart from the follies of the world. Fill me with the abundance of your goodness, so that it overflows into the lives of others as my conversation and conduct reflect your presence in my life. Jesus, help me, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Jesus, help all of us. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and it's just that is our desire, to provide a daily message each weekday of encouragement based upon the Bible. We share through this podcast, as well as RSS feed and website and an email post that we send out daily to several thousand people. We are glad you took the time to listen to our message today. We pray that you will be encouraged. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net, all one word, dailyencouragement.net. There is a photo on the site today of our dog Roxy, as well as she's laying on a pillow with our cat Dottie. We do enjoy our pets, but we realize they are just pets, and our main focus in life is seeking to serve and honor the Lord. Have a blessed day today. Be encouraged and stay faithful.